Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for hiding our soul in the cleft of the rock.
我们敬爱的天父，感谢你来拯救我们的魂。
That in you we are safe and secure.
因为有了你，我们才能感到安全。
Even though the land around us may be dry and barren.
我们周遭的土地可能贫乏干渴。
And Lord, indeed, our souls long for you like a deer thirsts for the stream.
我们的灵魂渴望你，就像麋鹿渴慕溪水一样。
Lord, your word says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst."
你的话把我们浇灌我们这些饥饿的人。
For they will be filled.
能够装备我们。
So this morning, as we look into your word, Lord, fill us.
今天早晨我们再来仰望你的话语，让你来充实我们。
Fill us to overflowing.
让我们能够充实溢满。
As in Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Well, good morning to everyone.
早上好。
It's my privilege again to bring the word this morning.
很荣幸今天再把主的话带给大家。
And we are continuing in our look of the Great Commission, which is in Matthew chapter 28.
我们今天呢继续讲那个这个题目是马太福音二十八章大使命。
I know it was a long time ago.
我知道呢上一次讲的已经是很久以前了。
Well, let's review a little bit.
让我们来再那个重新复习一下。
So let's look at Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
我们来看马太福音二十八章十八节。
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉圣子、父子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
We mentioned last time that these are Jesus' last words to his church.
我上次已经提到，这是耶稣基督给他教会最后的留言。
So that when Jesus departs to go back to his Father, the church is not left wondering, what shall we do?
当耶稣离开我们到他父神那边去的时候呢，我们的教会呢在那边疑惑，不知道我们到底应该做什么。
He tells us what to do in four verbs.
耶稣基督在这里用四个动词告诉我们应该做什么。
And we said last time, there is one command verb.
上次我们讲到四个动词当中有一个主要的命令式的动词。
And there are three helping verbs.
还有三个呢是那个协助辅助的那个动词。
The command is what the church must be doing.
所谓这个命令式的动词就是教会你必须要遵守做。
It answers the question, what is the goal of the church?
也就回答这个问题，我们教会的这个目标是什么
？If you're in the business world, we would say, "What is the vision statement of the church?"
如果你在公司工作，你的组织会说你的那个目标的那个目标的是什么
？And Jesus says the goal of the church is to make disciples of all nations.
在这里，耶稣基督告诉我们，教会的那个主要的目标就是使万民做我的门徒。
That is the command in the passage.
这是在这个经节当中的这个命令。
And everything the church does should lead into that goal.
教会所做的一切都应该是要为完成这个目标而努力。
It's like if you are traveling somewhere, this is the destination.
就像如果你到外面去旅行，你有旅行的一个目的地。
We may take lots of different routes, but there is one destination.
我们可能走不同的路，但是你的那个目的地只有一个。
And that destination is to make disciples of all nations.
这个目的地就是使万民做我的门徒。
The three other verbs tell us how we're supposed to be doing that.
另外三个动词呢，告诉我们应该怎么达成这个目标。
We have the destination, now we need instructions.
我们已经有了这个目的地，然后我们需要那个指引。
It's like when I'm cooking, I know I'm cooking a certain something, but I need the steps to get there.
就像我来做，我在烧做饭，我知道我要做什么样的食品，但是我需要有一些指引告诉我们怎么做。
And these three verbs are go.
三个动词呢是去。
Baptize.
施洗。
And teach.
教会他们。教训他们。
And we didn't cover those last time.
上次呢我们已经讲到了一些。
And originally I had planned to cover all of those in today.
本来呢我计划今天我想把他们所有都讲到。
But as I was preparing, I realized that would be way too long.
但我准备的时候呢我觉得如果这么做的话呢可能会时间很长。
And by the time we got to the second, word, everyone would all be very hungry.
当我们讲到第二个动词的时候呢大家可能都已经很饥饿了。
Indeed, many of you may be hungry already.
或者可能大家现在已经有点饥饿了。
But we're just going to cover one of them today.
今天呢我就准备讨论一个动词。
And what we are going to cover today is baptize.
我们今天讨论这个动词呢，就是施洗。
It may sound strange because that's the word in the middle.
因为可能有点奇怪，因为这个动词呢是当中的一个动词。
But I want to start with baptism because it seems to us the word that doesn't fit in with making disciples.
我想从这里讲呢因为大家可能觉得这个动词呢并不是很确切的切入使万民做我的门徒这个目标。
As I was preparing, I was reading a lot of commentaries and what other pastors have written throughout the ages on this passage.
我在准备这个时候呢我阅读了很多其他的牧师很多的评论者对这个经节的一些几世纪以来的一些文献。
And people spend a lot of time talking about going.
大家花了很多时间谈要去。
Anytime you go to a missions convention or a missions month, they all talk about going.
如果你去布道大会布道那个会议的时候呢大家都谈到要去。
And a lot of scholars talk about making disciples.
也有很多学者呢着重讨论做我的门徒。
And of course, as we're making disciples, we need to teach them.
当然你要使他们做我的门徒你必须教训他们。
But as I was reading through all these scholars and books, baptizing didn't really seem to, be emphasized that much.
当我阅读这么多很多的文献的时候我发现那个施洗并没有得到足够的重视。
Pastors spend so much time on going and making disciples and teaching and they would just have one sentence and baptize.
因为大部分都时间花在要去做万民的门徒教训他们可能只有一句话涉及到施洗。
But these are Jesus' last words.
这些呢都是耶稣基督最后的留言。
They're important.
他们都是很重要的。
And if we believe that the word of God is perfect and inspired by God,
如果我们相信耶稣基督的话是完全的是由主所启示的。
And that Jesus as God has infinite wisdom,
耶稣基督像神一样有无限的智慧。
It seems to me that Jesus would not waste his words.
对我来说耶稣基督不可能浪费任何片言字语。
And put in something into the Great Commission that is just not very important.
把一些东西放在大使命当中却又不是很重要。
So we want to look at that word baptizing today.
所以今天呢我们来考察这个动词施洗。
What is baptizing?
施洗到底是什么呢?
The Greek...baptizing means to immerse.
在古希腊语那个施洗的意思就是浸入水中。
It could refer to taking a bath.
可以说是洗个澡。
But it could also refer to dyeing clothes, different colors.
或者也就是呢把那个衣服呢染色。
Either way, you get the picture of things getting submerged into water.
对，不管怎么样，你就看到这个形象，就是任何东西都进入水中。
And I wish that baptizing was kind of strange.
我发现了这个事情呢，有点奇怪。
Because it seems like only Christians practice baptism.
好像只有基督徒那个做施洗。
And yet, when John the Baptist arrives on the scene, he starts baptizing people.
当那个施洗约翰来的时候呢，他就开始那个施洗各种不同的人。
And it doesn't seem like anyone is surprised at baptism.
好像大家都并不对施洗有什么惊讶之处。
They might be surprised at his message.
但可能对他的传道的言语有所惊讶。
They might have been surprised at how he dressed.
可能那个我们他怎么穿着打扮所惊讶。
Or his radical call to repentance.
或者他那个非常急切极端的呼召要那个反悔。
But it seemed like no one was surprised about baptism.
但似乎没有人对他所施洗的施洗的这个事情有任何惊讶。
Why is that?
为什么是这样呢？
I think it's because in Jewish society, baptism was a common thing.
因为在犹太人的社区里面呢，施洗呢是一个非常那个普通的那个行为。
In the Jewish law, anytime you are unclean to get clean again, you take a bath.
在犹太的法典里面，任何时候你如果觉得不洁净，你就那个洗个澡来洁净你自己。
You go through a cleansing ritual.
你有一个通过洁净自己的这个仪式。
And at the end of the cleansing ritual, you wash yourself.
在这个洁净仪式结束以后呢，你就在自己呢清洗一下。
And then you are clean.
这样呢，你就被清洁了。
And the Pharisees in New Testament time, when someone wanted to become a Jewish person, they would go through this rite of baptism, cleansing.
当那个法利赛人，如果任何人要成为犹太人的话，那必须要经过这个清洗的这个清洁的这个仪式。
So it was understood what this baptism meant.
所以他犹太人都理解那个施洗的意义。
It didn't just suddenly come into being with the New Testament.
所以也不是平白无故就进入了那个新约的圣经。
The baptism has great significance and symbolism.
所以呢，施洗呢有非常重要的象征性的这个意义。
Just like the Jewish people, it symbolizes our being cleansed from our sin.
就像犹太人一样，他们有这个象征意义，要从那个罪中的得到清洗。
Instead of just getting rid of dirt or getting rid of individual sins, we're getting rid of internal sin.
因为我们不是那个把自己的不洁的地方自己的罪行，而是把我们内心的这个罪行洗净。
It represents what Jesus does for us.
也代表了耶稣基督为我们所做的。
That while we were dead in our sins, he came and he died for us.
因为他来到这里就是为我们的罪而死的。
And because of his death on the cross, we're cleansed.
因为他在十字架上被钉死，我们得到了洁净。
And so baptism is a symbol.
所以呢，施洗呢是一个有象征意义的符号。
It doesn't cleanse us. It doesn't have any power in itself, but it represents what has cleansed us.
它本身呢并没有这个能力来洁净我们，是预表着耶稣基督洁净了我们。
It has great symbolism.
它有很大的象征性的意义。
But I think when the New Testament comes along and Jesus gives it deeper meaning.
当新约圣经里面来临的新约时代来临的时候呢，耶稣基督给予施洗了有一个更深刻的这个意义。
Because now in Christ, not only does it represent us being cleansed, but it also represents the path of our cleansing.
并不仅仅代表我们被洁净，也代表了过去我们被洁净的这个经历。
The means of how we were cleansed.
也就意味着我们是如何得到这个洁净。
Romans chapter 6, verse 4.
罗马书第六章第四节。
Paul writes this, We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
这里讲到，保罗这里讲到，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬， 原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Not only does baptism represent our own cleansing,
所以这个施洗洗礼并不仅仅表明我们自己被清洁，
but it's a picture of what Christ did to get us cleansed.
也就一个你可以想象一个图图画，就是耶稣基督为我们做的这个洁净。
Just as Jesus died and went to the ground,
就像耶稣基督死去来到了地上。
We go down under the waters of baptism.
我们呢也进入水下得到了这个施洗。
And just as Christ was raised from the dead and rose to new life,
就像耶稣基督从死里复活一样，有一个新生的样式。
So we too are raised from the waters of baptism into new life.
我们呢也从水里站起来，有一个新生的这个样式，通过这个洗礼。
In fact, just the verse before, Romans chapter 6, verse 3, says, Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
就像那个前面第一讲的，所有我们这些归洗礼的都是在他的死中洗礼了。
In baptism, we share in what Christ did.
在施洗当中，我们分享耶稣基督为我们所做的。
We share in his death.
我们分享了他的那个死亡。
And because we share in his death, we share in the new life as well.
因为我们在他的死亡上有份，那么我们在他新生的生命当中也有份。
So how are we to make disciples?
我们怎么使人做门徒呢？
Disciples are to be baptized.
所以门徒要施洗。
They are to be cleansed of their sins.
他们要他的罪得到清洗。
Before we identified with our sins,
以前呢，我们和我们的罪呢联系在一起。
With the ways of this world,
也就这个世俗的行为方式。
With its values,
它的那个价值观。
With its priorities,
它的那个优先的目标。
But with baptism, we say we are cleansed from all that.
经过洗礼以后呢，我们把这些都清洁掉了。
We now identify with Christ.
我们呢，现在我们和耶稣基督有同样的身份。
We take on his values.
我们呢，吸收他的价值观。
We take on his priorities.
他的那个优先目标。
And because of this, we say that this is not only a great symbol, but it is a great testimony.
这不仅仅是一个大的一个也是预表，也是我们一个大的那个见证，伟大的见证。
Romans chapter 10 verse
9. 罗马书第十章第九节。
If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，你就必得救。
If you are a disciple or want to become a disciple, you should be baptized.
如果你是一个，你想成为一个门徒，你就必须施洗。
Not just because of obedience to Christ,
并不是表示你对耶稣基督的顺服。
But because this is a testimony of your life.
因为这是你生命的一个见证。
I used to live in sin and now Christ has saved me.
我曾经在罪中生活，然后现在耶稣基督拯救了我。
So I urge you, if you are a believer and have not been baptized, please consider being baptized.
如果你是信徒，但从来没有被施洗过，我鼓励你经过施洗洗礼。
I challenge you.
我呢给大家提出这个挑战。
Because we often don't think very highly of baptism.
通常呢，我们对这个施洗洗礼呢不是看得很高。
Obviously, we don't need it to be saved.
当然，我们需要被拯救。
All you need is Jesus to be saved.
你需要耶稣基督来拯救你。
But after Jesus saves you, Jesus says you should be baptized.
耶稣基督拯救你以后跟你说你需要得到洗礼。
This is part of making a disciple.
这也是成为一个门徒的一部分。
You want to put together a disciple, this is a part you need.
你想成为一个门徒呢，就是你需要，这是你所需要做的。
Do you not think that as you go through the storms of life that you can stand up for Christ in your school, in your work, and not stand up in front of the church for baptism.
如果你经过了生活的很多风暴，你可以在你的工作场所、学校站立起来捍卫耶稣基督，但很难理解你不能在教会站起来来做这个洗礼。
And I understand it's very nerve-wracking to give a testimony in front of all these brothers and sisters.
我知道有时候呢，如果让弟兄姊妹站在面前，在所有弟兄姊妹面前做见证的时候呢，有时候比较紧张。
But let me tell you, it's still easier than being on display for Christ outside in the world.
但我跟你说呢，这比在你的外面的世界来展示你耶稣基督的信仰呢更容易。
And if you can't proclaim Jesus Lord in here, you're not going to do it out there.
如果你不能在这里宣扬耶稣基督的名的话，你在外面也不可能这么做。
So this is baptism. It's part of making disciple.
这呢就是那个施洗。作为使人做门徒的一部分。
That to make disciples, we are to be taking people and leading them from identifying with their sin and the ways of this world, identifying now with Jesus Christ.
所以要作为门徒，作为主的门徒，你必须要使大家呢不再和这个世界的罪呢有联系，而是呢要在耶稣基督当中呢找到他的自己的身份地位。
Now you may think that I'm done.
你们可能觉得我已经完了。
What else is there to be said about baptism?
对于那个施洗还有其他什么可说的呢？
We could get out very early.
我们现在时间还早。
But lunch isn't ready yet.
那个午餐还没有准备好。
And Jesus is not finished yet.
耶稣基督在这里也没有完成。
Jesus did not just say, to make disciples,Just baptizing them.
耶稣基督并不仅仅说做人的做门徒就仅仅是那个
，just
让他施洗
，get them wet，
不是让他就进入水中
，get them to proclaim Jesus is Lord，
让他们来那个宣称主的名。
Let's read the verse again, Matthew 28, verse 19.
我们再来看那个28:19.
He says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations." Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
他们这里说，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
There's a lot more to baptism that Jesus talked about.
这里呢，对耶稣讲所讲的这个洗礼呢，还有很多的事情可以讲。
And many of us just think those extra words are just something the person doing the baptism says.
大家很多人认为这些经节就是一个人在受洗的时候呢要讲的几句话。
Like Jesus just want to let pastors and ministers and elders and deacons know when you baptize them, you say, "Oh, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit."
就像大家在施洗的时候，长老、牧师或者执事经常讲的，我以那个父子圣灵的名给你做施洗。
Jesus is not just telling us what to say when we get baptized.
耶稣基督这里并不仅仅告诉我们我们在施行洗礼的时候要讲的什么话。
He's trying to tell us something about the reality of baptism.
他想告诉我们有关这个施洗的那个现实。
Then when we get baptized, we do not just get baptized into Christ's death.
我们施洗并不仅仅是进入耶稣的死亡。
That's part of it.
这是一部分。
That's not all of it.
但并不是全部。
When we baptize, we get baptized into the whole of the Trinity.
我们呢施洗的时候是进入了整个全部完备的三合一。
It's not something we say over someone getting baptized.
我们比如说某个人那个得到的洗礼。
It's described in the kind of relationship that that person getting baptized is entering into.
也就是经过施洗这个人要进入的一种关系。
A disciple that is getting baptized is entering into relationship with the Godhead.
因为经过施洗这个门徒呢就进入和主的这种神的这种关系。
With God the Father.
我们的得到了我们的神。
With God the Son.
我们得到了儿子。
With God the Holy Spirit.
也得到了圣灵。
We're entering into the whole community of God.
因为我们进入了整个神的世界。
And what is it called when we enter into the whole community of God?
这个称之为什么呢？我们进入了整个神的这个世界。
It's not called becoming a Christian.
这并不仅说你成为了基督徒。
Let's flip over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们再来反过来看那个哥林多前书十二章。
1 Corinthians 12 verse 13.
哥林多前书十二章十三节。
For we were all baptized by one spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，饮于一位圣灵。
When you're baptized, you're baptized into one body.
当你施洗的时候呢，你就被施洗进入了一个肢体，一个身体。
What's that body?
什么样的一个身体呢？
That's the body of Christ.
也就是耶稣基督的身体。
That's the church.
也就是我们的教会。
So Jesus is saying, if you want to make disciples, you baptize them.
耶稣基督说，如果你要做门徒，你要对他们施洗。
You get them to proclaim Jesus Lord.
让他们来宣称那个耶稣基督为他们的名。
But baptism is just a one-time event.
但施洗只是一个时间段的活动。
But there's a part of baptism that continues onward.
在那个施洗这个活动呢，一直在继续。
And that's this, when you are baptized, you become part of the body.
也就是说呢，你经过施洗以后，你成为一个身体的一部分。
You become part of the church.
你成为这个教会的一部分。
Not just the universal church.
并不只是一个世俗的普世的这个教会。
Most people have no problems being part of the universal church.
很多人呢对这个普世的教会呢成为这一部分没啥问题。
Universal church is all Christians everywhere throughout the whole world, throughout time, without space.
所以呢普世的教会所以就是全世界何时何地任何时空在内的所有的基督徒。
But when we are part of the body, Christ is calling us to be part of a local church.
当我们成为这个身体的一部分呢，耶稣基督让我们成为一个地方，一个特定教会的一部分。
A local congregation.
也就是我们一个地方的这个聚会。
Now, if we think baptism was a minor part of the Great Commission, we're wrong.
如果你认为施洗只是大使命的一个非常微小的部分，那你就错了。
But also, if we think that the church...is a minor part of Christian life, we are also very, very wrong.
如果你认为教会生活也只是那个基督徒生活一个微小的部分，那你也就大错特错了。
Jesus is saying it is part of being a disciple.
耶稣基督说这是成为一个门徒的一部分。
You cannot be a good, obedient disciple that is growing and healthy without being part of a church.
你不可能成为一个顺服健康成长的一个基督徒而不成为一个教会的一部分。
And I take a little pause and give some reasons just why the church is so important.
我这里呢想花点时间讲一讲那个为什么对基督徒来说教会是如此的重要。
Because especially in today's day and age, the church is not well thought of.
特别在现今的时代呢教会呢没有被谈到很多。
If you've been in church for any long period of time, you know the messes that are in churches.
如果你在一个教会待了很长时间，你就会知道教会当中发生了很多复杂混乱的事情。
There's politics.
有那个政治斗争。
There's sin.
有罪。
There's ugliness.
还有很多丑陋的东西。
There's bureaucracy.
还有很多官僚。
There's family squabbles.
还有家庭之间的纷争。
And that's just us looking within the church.
就是我们仅仅是看教会内部的。
Just think of those people that aren't Christian. Look inside and think about what the church is all about.
我看在这些世界外面人看我们这个教会怎么样。
They see church members engaged in all sorts of sin and unholiness.
他们也看到教会成员参与了很多不圣洁的罪的事情。
They read in papers, pastors, you know, running off with their secretaries, or stealing from the church.
我看到那个很多那个报道说那个牧师在教会里面做很多坏事情，还有有些从那个教会的财产当中那个盗取很多财产。
Or leaders abusing their power within the church.
或者教会的领导人如何滥用他们的权力。
Why is this church so important?
为什么教会这么重要呢？
The first reason is because it is the bride of Christ.
首先很重要的是什么？因为他是那个教，是那个教，是耶稣的心腹新娘。
In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul talks about what marriage should look like.
在那个以弗所书里边第五章呢，保罗讲到那个婚姻应该是怎么样的。
And after describing how the husband is to lay down his life for the wife, and the wife is supposed to submit to the husband. And all the way at the end, he says, "I'm talking about marriage, but I'm really talking about Christ and the church."
他这里呢，表面上是讲那个丈夫应该怎么好的对待他的妻子，妻子应该怎么更好的顺服这个丈夫。但是他最后讲的，所以我讲的并不仅仅是那个婚姻生活，我讲的其实是针对教会而言的。
Paul says, "God did not get the idea of the church from marriage." He got the idea of marriage.From the church.
他说耶稣呢，那个神呢，并不是那个从教会得到那个婚姻的概念，而是从那个，婚姻是从教会得到的这个概念。
That the church is his bride.
而教会呢，其实就是他的那个心腹新娘。
I've been to very many weddings.
我去参加过很多的婚礼。
And brides are always stunning.
新娘呢总是看上去非常惊艳。
I don't know if you, probably not the men here, but the women probably know that there are humongous magazines all about bridal fashion.
有非常成千上万的那个杂志来告诉你怎么把那个新娘弄得更漂亮一点，新娘的那个装饰等等。
It's like a humongous grown-up picture book for brides.
就是有关这个新娘有很多的那些照片的那个杂志。
Also, the bride can look stunning.
这些新娘看上去也非常惊艳漂亮。
And when you go to a wedding, when the bride comes up, everyone stands.
当去参加婚礼的时候，新娘进入的时候呢，大家都站起来。
Everyone looks at the bride.
大家都在看新娘。
They start taking pictures.
开始那个拍照片。
They say, "Oh wow, how beautiful the bride looks!"
大家都在称赞这个新娘多漂亮。
But whenever I go to weddings, my wife doesn't look at the bride.
当我去那个、我们去那我们家去那个参加婚礼的时候呢，我姊妹呢不去看那个。
She always enjoys looking at the groom.
她总是非常喜欢看那个新郎。
Why is this?
为什么是这样呢？
Because no one looks at the bride like the groom does.
因为没有人会像那个新郎看新娘那样的看。
Everyone may think the bride is beautiful.
大家都认为新娘很漂亮。
But that's nothing compared to what the groom thinks.
但和那个新郎所思所想的完全不一样。
So the famous preacher John Stott said this.
有一个非常有名的牧师 John Stott 曾经说过。
About the church, on earth she is often in rags and tatters, stained and ugly, despised and persecuted. But one day she will be seen for what she is, nothing less than the bride.
他这里讲述描述在地上的这个教会，在地上他经常衣衫褴褛、破烂不堪、那个丑陋不堪、被唾弃甚至被欺压，但某一天他会展现他的原貌，比那个甚至比那个就相当于基督的这个心腹新娘。
Why is the church important?
为什么教会是这样重要呢？
Because Jesus thinks the church is important.
因为基督认为教会是重要的。
And that is the biggest understatement I will say today.
既然我今天讲这话似乎是一个不是看上去不重要的。
Probably this whole week.
可能整个一周。
Because woe is anyone who makes fun of the church.
一旦有人对取笑教会的时候。
Slanders the church.
来那个侮辱教会。
Embarrasses the church.
使教会蒙羞。
Inside or out.
不管是在内在外。
But because we can be sure that Jesus is going to take that very personally.
我们可以确认耶稣基督对这些都是非常认真
对待的。The church is his bride, his precious, beautiful bride.
因为教会是他的非常珍贵美丽的新娘。
And if you start a fight with the church, you start a fight with Jesus.
那你跟教会争斗的时候，你就开始和耶稣基督争斗。
You want proof, you just ask Paul.
如果你要得到证明，就问一下。
He was persecuting the church, and Jesus met him on the road to Damascus, and shined down a light and knocked him off his horse or donkey.
他一直曾经那个迫害那个教会，所以他在去大马色的路上，耶稣基督就做了他对教会做的事情。
And he didn't say, Paul, why are you persecuting the church?
他说，保罗，你为什么要欺压我的教会？他没有这么说。
He said, why are you persecuting me?
他说，你为什么来欺压我？
压迫我？ The church is his bride.
因为教会是基督的新娘。
You mess with Christ's bride, you mess with Christ.
如果你跟教会有问题，那你就是和那个基督的新娘有问题。
You better believe the church is important to Jesus.
你非常要确认教会对基督来说是非常重要的。
Jesus treasures the church.
因为耶稣宝贵教会。
And we ought to too.
我们也应该如此。
But it's very easy to kind of think the church is not that important.
但是非常容易我们就落入这个状况，认为教会不太重要。
In fact, all the way back in the New Testament time in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says this.
在希伯来书第十章第十节。
The writer of Hebrews says, Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Verse 25.
Verse 25. 你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯人，倒是要彼此劝勉，就更应当如此。
Even back in the New Testament, some people were wondering, oh, what's so great about the church?
在新约当中呢，也有人提到那个教会是为什么那么重要。
Why do I need to go?
为什么我要去教会呢?
Why can't I just read the Bible at home?
为什么我就不可以在家里阅读圣经呢?
I can sing in my shower just as well as I can sing in the pews.
我可以在那个洗澡的时候唱歌，我可以也可以这么做。
In fact, one time when I was driving through Manhattan, I saw a big sign for a church.
当一次我驾车经过曼哈顿的时候呢，看到有一个大的那个广告牌。
And they had started online services.
他们开始有那个网上的那个服务。
And it said, go to church without going to church.
比如说，不用去教会，你也可以在教会里面。
Go to church at home.
在家里就可以进教会。
Oh, Lord have mercy.
主对他们怜悯吧。
The church, another reason why the church is so important is because the church is where we are to grow.
另外一个为什么教会那么重要，就是教会是这个地方我们大家可以一起成长的地方。
The Hebrews passage says, encourage one another.
所以在希伯来书这里第十章提到我们要互相劝勉。
If you want to be a disciple, if you want to make a disciple, you've got to be plugged into a local church.
所以你想做门徒，使人做门徒，你必须要参加一个地方的教会。
Because it's dangerous.
因为这样一个危险是什么呢?
Not being plugged into a church.
就不参与一个教会。
I was, in one of our previous churches, I was on an email chat.
在以前我参加那个教会呢，我们有一个那个电子邮件的一个讨论的那个论坛。
And someone that was on the chat used to attend that church but hadn't gone for a very long time.
有一个参加这个我们讨论的人呢，他曾经来过我们教会，但是有很长时间呢没有再见到他。
In fact, I found out that he had stopped going to any church.
后来我发现呢，他不去任何教会。
And he was having church at home.
但是呢，在家里。与他的教会活动。
And he has all sorts of strange ideas.
他有各种各样稀奇古怪的念头。
And we would have to constantly correct him.
我们要不断的要那个纠正他。
This is not right.
要告诉他这是不正确的。
He had all those sorts of strange ideas because he wasn't part of the church.
他产生这种稀奇古怪各种各样的念头，因为他没有参加教会的生活。
No one was walking alongside him in the path of being a disciple.
所以他已经不再迈向成为门徒的这个道路上行走。
No one was speaking into his life saying, this is wrong.
我呢要必须跟他说呢，你是错的。
Or this is right.
没有人跟他说呢，什么是错，什么是对的。
Let's look back at that 1 Corinthians passage. 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
在那个哥林多前书第十二章。
1 Corinthians 12, verse 12.
前书第十二章第十二节。
The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts.
就如身子是一个有许多各种各样的肢体。
And though all of its parts are many, they form one body, so it is with Christ.
而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，耶稣基督也是这样。
For we were all baptized by one spirit into one body.
因为我们都是被那个被一个施洗进入一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体，引为一个圣灵。
God says we were baptized into the body.
耶稣基督说我们这里被施洗进入了一个身子。
One body.
一个身体。
So we're parts of the body.
我们是这个肢体的一部分。
How do parts of the body stay healthy?
一个身体的肢体怎么能够健康的运作呢?
Is an arm healthy if it's attached to my shoulder or if it's lying on the floor?
我的肢体我的那个肩手是不是那个健康是和我的身体结在一起呢还是掉在地上?
Of course, body parts are healthier on the body.
所以呢，肢体的部分必须和肢体相连接。
Because body parts draw nourishment and strength from the rest of the body.
因为我们的肢体从整个身体吸取营养养料。
If a body part is removed from the body, it's a dying body part.
如果肢体被切除离开了身体，那就是一个死亡的那个肢体。
We all work together.
我们呢都是一起合作。
We are all part.Of that one body.
我们都是一个肢体的身体的一部分。
And God has given us the church.
耶稣基督神也给了我们这个教会。
The church is where we are to encourage one another.
教会呢就是我们这个地方大家互相劝勉鼓励。
The church is supposed to where we're supposed to grow.
也教会我们可以在一起共同的成长。
Where we're supposed to learn.
一起学习。
Where if we go off on the wrong path, we get corrected.
如果一旦某人走上了错误的道路，能够得到纠正。
All that is supposed to happen in the context of the church.
所有这些呢，都是应该在教会的这个场景下发生的事。
So how can we make a disciple if we don't put a, if we don't put that disciple in the church?
如果我们使人做门徒，而不把这些门徒放进教会呢？
Of course, the church has to be is so important for making disciples.
所以在做大使人做门徒的这个使命中呢，教会是非常重要的。
And so we're getting to see now why Jesus put that in there.
所以我们现在理解为什么耶稣基督把这个动词放在这个大使命里面。
We're not just talking about a baptismal service about getting someone wet.
我并不是讲施洗就让人进入水中。
We're talking about placing someone who was in sin, putting him in Christ, and then putting him into the body.
我们是讲那个把一个人洗洁他的罪，把他进入耶稣基督的这个身体。
It's just like when you go barbecuing. Hopefully soon it will become warm enough so we can barbecue.
所以就像你去那个做那个烧烤一样，那个火烧了旺了，你就开始可以做烧烤了。
And if you cook with charcoal, you know you need a whole bunch of charcoal.
如果你用那个燃料来那个燃烧的话，你需要很多燃料。
And you know if you cook with charcoal before, the best way to light it and get it hot is to put it all together in a starter, a chimney.
如果你要很好的做烧烤的话，就一开始把所有很多的燃料都放在一块，可以让它热得更多一点。
So the charcoal is all together, and when it's all together, it produces a lot of heat.
所以这些煤炭如果都在一块的话呢，才能够发生很多的这个热量。
And then you can pour that out on your barbecue, and you can cook food.
所以放在上面就可以烧烤你的那个食物。
But what happens to the piece of charcoal that, you know, it's the one that as you dump it on there, it rolls away.
如果你把那个扔进去以后，它又掉出来了。
On its own, it starts getting cold.
当那个它单独一块呢，它很快就会变得很凉，很冰冷。
It's not helping you cook anything.
所以不会再有助于你的那个烧烤。
On its own, it just dies.
它本身呢，它自己就死亡了。
So the church is important because we need to, it is where God has given us to grow as disciples.
所以呢，教会很重要，在这里呢，我们那个门徒一起成长。
So the church is important because Jesus thinks it's important.
也教会重要，因为耶稣基督认为它重要。
The church is important because it is where God has given us to grow.
教会重要，因为神使我们在这里共同成长。
And lastly, the church is also important because it is how God is choosing to fulfill the Great Commission.
最后教会就要因为神选择教会来完成他的那个大使命。
Sure, it often seems like the Great Commission missions is accomplished by missionaries.
那个大使命不仅仅是由那些传道人来那个宣教者来完成的。
People or couples or families that are out there by themselves.
个人或者家庭，他们那个远游去那个完成这个大使命。
That the Great Commission was given to a select few special, amazing, super Christians.
或者这个大使命只是给一些小数一部分得到选择的超级的那个基督徒。
But Jesus gives the Great Commission to the church.
耶稣基督把这个大使命呢给予了这个教会。
To all of us.
我们所有人。
And so we need the church because God uses the church to fulfill the Great Commission.
我们需要教会，因为耶稣基督需要教会来完成他的大使命。
How do we make disciples?
我们怎么使人做门徒呢？
We make disciples by baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
我们神做门徒以父子耶圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Now as I close, let me just give some very brief application points.
当我快结束之前呢，再给大家讲一些可以应用的地方。
How do we do this? What does it look like?
我们应该怎么做呢？
The first to be is to be in fellowship.
第一个要做的就是参加一个团契。
Do not think that you can be part of the body just warming up a pew seat.
What?
Warming up a seat in the service.
不要认为你只是成为一个肢体的一部分，只是坐在那边把那个椅子坐热。
Or by paying your $2 to eat lunch.
或者就花两块钱就吃顿午饭。
Being part of the body is actively engaging.
成为这个肢体的部分要必须非常积极的那个参与介入。
In the first Corinthians passage we looked at, each part of the body builds up the body.
所以在哥林多前书十二章我们讲到各个躯体呢形成的这个身体。
Fellowship is being involved in people's lives.
所以团契呢就是参与各人家的生活。
In Greek, the word fellowship means common in life.
在希腊语里面当中，团契就意味着共同的生活。
You can't have fellowship without sharing your life.
你无法一个团契生活不来分享你的个人的生活。
So you can be part of the body by talking to people during lunch.
所以成为那个肢体的部分，就在吃午饭的时候呢，和坐在你身边的人呢开始谈话。
Not just talking to your friends or your family.
并不仅仅是和你所认识的朋友、家人谈话。
Engaging the body.
必须要和身体的其他部分一起参与。
Asking a brother or sister, how are you doing this week?
来向问你的兄弟姐妹这周过得怎么样。
What did you learn in your times with Jesus this week?
你在耶稣基督这边这一周里面学到了些什么。
What struggles did you go through?
你的生活当中有任何的有没有什么困难。
How can I pray for you?
我该怎么来为你祷告？
Get involved in a fellowship group.
所以呢，参与一个团契的团体。
We've got so many fellowship groups going on in this church.
我们这个教会有各种不同的那个团契。
There's no excuse not to be in one.
所以没有任何理由借口说你不可能参加其中一个团体。
It's hard to really engage one another on a life level and during the service.
所以呢，在那个很不容易，在那个服事当中呢，大家在有更多层面的那个交流。
Because we're up here, the people up here are the only ones talking.
因为这里出现的人只是讲话的人。
But when you go to fellowships, you engage each other and get involved in each other's lives.
如果你参与团契的生活呢，你就可以更多的介入个人之间的这个生活。
If you don't know how to get involved in those, please see one of our leaders, and I'm sure they'll be happy to help you along.
如果你不知道怎么参加什么样的团契，你可以跟我们教会的领袖咨询，他们会告诉你你适合什么样的这个团契。
Secondly, get involved and serve.
第二呢，要服侍。
If we're parts of the body, how do we get stronger?
如果我们是身体的一部分，那么我们怎么能够得到更健康强壮呢？
We do work for the body.
我们呢是为整个躯体工作。
No one's muscles ever got stronger sitting on the sofa watching TV.
没有人的肌肉能够变得非常强壮，如果仅仅坐在沙发上看电视。
In fact, for every animal except for bears, if we sit around, our muscles just get smaller.
除了熊以外，其他任何动物，如果我们坐在沙发上一直坐下去的话，那个肌肉就会松弛。
And don't you wish you were a bear? You could just sleep for months and months and not get weaker and not have to, work out?
我希望能够像那个熊一样睡了几个很长时间，但是还是没有任何体力衰退的现象。
But God doesn't say we're part of the body of a bear.
但神没有说我们是那个熊的这个躯体的一部分。
God says we're part of Christ's body.
我们是个耶稣基督的身体的一部分。
The church.
是我们教会的一部分。
And the only way you can get stronger is by doing something.
要那个变得更强壮就是要做一点事情。
Get involved, serve.
要参与服事。
And there's so many ministries available in this church.
有很多的这个教会的事情可以做。
And I will confess, before I got involved, I never knew how much there was to do in a church.
在我参与之前，我根本不知道教会还有那么多的事情可做。
As a child growing up, it just looked like everything was taken care of.
因为我在教会长大，我总觉得任何事情好像都已经井井有条了。
Like the church just magically ran on its own.
就像教会非常神奇的自己那个运行一样。
Then as I started getting involved, I realized how much needed to be done and how much wasn't getting done.
当我一定参与介入以后，我就发现很多事情都已经做，还有很多事情需要做。
Just like our body needs every part of ourselves to function, to be a good, healthy body, so the church needs everyone.
就像我们的身体需要各个躯体共同的工作，才能使我们健康的成长，也像教会也一样，需要各种不同的服事。
In Ephesians, Paul says that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms.
在那个以弗所书里边，神呢保守我们，给我们所有的这种圣灵灵上的保守。
Does that mean every one of us has all the blessings and all the gifts?
是不是也就是我们所有人都有这个保守，都有这个能力
？No，
不是这样。
He's talking about the church.
但是说明这个教会。
He's saying as I look out on the whole church, everything needed to do the mission of God is right here.
他看着整个教会，大家都要共同努力，教会的这个使命在这里。
And if the mission of the church is not being accomplished or it's being hindered, it's because parts of the body are just there and doing nothing.
教会的使命没有完成，或者没有很好的完成，就是因为教会的很多躯体没有很好的工作。
And what is that mission of the church?
教会的使命是什么呢？
It's right in the Great Commission.
就是在大使命里面的。
Go and make disciples of all nations.
去使万民做我的门徒。
Baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And teach them to obey all that I have commanded you.
教训他们遵守我所教训他们的一切，我所吩咐你们的。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for, first of all, for Jesus.
我们天上的天父，我们感谢你，也感谢你给我们的耶稣基督。
We would have no baptism without Jesus.
没有耶稣，我们就没有这个洗礼。
And only because of what Christ has done is there any point of baptism.
耶稣基督已经所做的对我们的这个洗礼。
We thank you that you have given us baptism that we can declare with our mouths and through our lives that you are Lord.
通过洗礼，我们可以通过我们的口舌、我们的生活来宣扬你是我们的主。
That just as you died to take on all our sins and pay the penalty for all our transgressions,
就像你在十字架上是接受了我们背负了我们所有的罪，背负了我们所有的过犯。
We enter into the waters of baptism.
我们进入了施洗的水中。
And just as how you raised from the dead, we too now can be raised to life that is new.
就像你从死里复活一样，我们现在也从死里有了复活，成为一个新的生命的样式。
So we declare in our baptism, we declare now and every day that Jesus, you are Lord.
我们被洗礼了，我们每天都宣称耶稣基督你是我们的主。
We no longer go according to the ways of this world.
我们不再遵循这个世俗的生活方式。
We don't live according to the ways of our flesh.
我们也不重生从我们的肉体而生活。
Our values and our priorities are not the things, that we see in this earth.
我们的那个生活的重点和价值也不是我们这个世界的了。
But Lord, we are yours.
我们是你的。
You have bought us.
你救赎了我们。
You have paid for us.
你为我们救赎。
And we are yours.
我们已经属于你了。
Lord, we thank you that baptism does not end there.
我们感谢你，我们的施洗并不仅仅到此而已。
We thank you for this church.
我们感谢这个教会。
In all of its ugliness and all of its brokenness and all of its frailty.
尽管所有的丑陋的失败的地方。
Yet in your eyes.
在你的眼中。
The beautiful bride.
还是一个美丽的新娘。
Lord, help us to grow as a body.
主保守我们作为一个肢体而成长。
Show us the work that we are to do to accomplish the Great Commission.
告诉我们我们应该做什么样的工来完成这个大使命。
That the body of Christ may fulfill the commandment of our Lord and Savior.
我们这个躯体身体就能够完成神交给我们的那个命令。
Help us, we pray.
帮助我们祷告。
And it's in the Savior's name we pray.
以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
救主的名祷告。